Paul's second letter to Timothy outlines the course of a true servant of Jesus Christ in a time of increasing apostasy. The churches in Asia were turning away from the gospel of grace and were lapsing into unsound doctrine and legalism. Paul greets Timothy as my dear son and encourages him to remain firm in the same true faith that his grandmother and mother also had. He was to fan into flame the gift of God that had been given through the laying on of the apostles' hands. Timothy was in Ephesus, where Paul had commissioned him to discipline the church and refute false doctrine. It was not an easy task for a timid young man, but with God's grace it could be done. For, says Paul, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So do not be ashamed to witness about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner. But join with me in suffering for the gospel. Then he briefly outlines the gospel message. It is the saving power of God, which calls us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace, which was given to us before the beginning of time, and was revealed through the coming of our Saviour Christ Jesus, who conquered death, and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. This was the good news that Paul had been appointed to proclaim, and for which he was suffering. Yet I am not ashamed, he says, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. Paul exhorts Timothy to keep the good deposit of sound doctrine that was entrusted to him, and that he must pass on to faithful men who are able to teach others, reminding him that he must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, just as he, Paul, was suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But he adds, God's word is not chained. Then he gives one of his trustworthy sayings, which is that the reward of a life of faithfulness to Christ will be to live and reign with him. Timothy, as a true servant of the Lord, must avoid foolish arguments, godless chatter, and quarrelling, for those who serve God must be kind, able to teach, and patient. But God's solid foundation stands firm, Paul declares. It is sealed with this inscription, "The Lord knows those who are his." Everyone, therefore, who confesses the name of the Lord, turns away from evil and pursues righteousness, faith, love, and peace, will be a vessel of honour, an instrument used for noble purposes, dedicated to the Master and prepared for every good work. Then Paul announces that there will be difficult times in the last days, times of apostasy, vice, brutality, and greed. People will be pleasure-loving, selfish, and conceited, having perhaps an outward show of religion, but rejecting true godliness. And everyone, says Paul, who wants to live a godly life in union with Christ Jesus, will be persecuted, while evil men will go from bad to worse. But as for you, Timothy, continue in the truths of Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. For all Scripture is inspired by God, and is useful for teaching the truth, rebuking error, correcting faults, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Paul solemnly calls upon Timothy to preach the word in season, out of season, to correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience. For the time will come, he writes, when men will not put up with sound doctrine, but will gather around them their own teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn away from the truth and give their attention to fables. Timothy must therefore be prepared to endure hardship, as he does the work of an evangelist. As for Paul, his task was finished. The time has come for my departure, he writes. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, and now there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all those who have longed for his appearing. According to ancient tradition, Timothy continued to direct the church in Ephesus and later on died a martyr. Paul was put to death in AD 67 or 68 during the reign of Nero. It is said he was beheaded on the Ostia Road. Next episode, the Epistle to the Hebrews.